Circumstances do not matter. Oh, let me repeat that. Circumstances do not matter. Are you ready to master your reality? Hang on.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High flyers, thank you for subscribing. Remember to click the bell icon because we're here almost every day with a new video to empower your life with the law of attraction. Well, high flyers, you can now catch us on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Ooh, the mysterious X. Anyway, we're on all the platforms. Follow us. We have a lot of good content that we're sharing every day to empower your reality. Well, circumstances do not matter. What this means is that you and I, we have the ability as co-creators to change our reality based on the beliefs that we have and the thoughts that we think and the feelings that we choose to feel. Most importantly, high flyers, we change our reality by our assumptions. Your co-creative power, and you are, don't underestimate this, you are a co-creator of your universe. Your co-creative power is released. I mean, it's unleashed. I like that better than released. It's unleashed when you choose to assume the reality that you desire. Oftentimes, people embark on a manifesting journey and they'll watch a few videos, maybe read some books. They'll start doing some affirmations, maybe a vision board, a number of other techniques. They're all powerful. They're all good. And then they will throw their hands up in the air, look to the heavens and say, nothing is happening. And so nothing is happening. Every time you say, my specific person doesn't want to be with me, my specific person has a third party, guess what? Your specific person doesn't want to be with you. Your specific person does have a third party. That's your assumption. That's what you're manifesting. Every time you say, my affirmations and my manifestation isn't working, guess what? You're right. Every time you say, I'll never be wealthy, I'll never be rich, it takes money to make money, guess what? You're condemning yourself to a life of poverty. You see, our beliefs are assumptions, high flyers. They either raise us up or they condemn us. Your choice. What would you rather assume? That what you desire is in your life, or that what you desire will never be in your life? The choice is yours. And wait. Don't tell me, well, but Robert, come on. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? I mean, reality says that this is so-and-so. Well, reality said that people can't fly, but they fly every day now. Reality said that we would never put a man on the moon, but we did, at least in a studio. Reality said that the earth was flat, but now we know it's kind of round. I mean, almost every belief that we have today, at some time in history, reality said the opposite. So here are five ways to get the law of assumption to work for you, to start using it on a regular basis and live the life that you deserve and the life that you desire. Stop waiting for it to happen. Live the reality in your mind that you desire, the reality that you desire to live. Live it right now, right now. Come on, this very moment in your mind. Live it. You don't have to wait for it. Accept that it is so. People wait for it to happen. And it's kind of like if you're cooking something, if you're baking a cake, and you put that cake in the oven, and you turn it up to 350 degrees for 40 minutes. But every 2 minutes, you're opening up the oven and you're checking, is it done yet? Is it done yet? It hasn't happened yet. The cake isn't done yet. And then you close the oven. And then you go walking around and you go, is the cake done yet? Let me check again. So they have a saying that says, if you're looking, you're not cooking. And I believe that's true with law of assumption. If you keep saying it hasn't happened, that becomes your affirmation. That becomes, high flyers, exactly what you are manifesting. So write it down. If you're looking, you're not cooking. Stop waiting for it to happen. It's already happened. It's already happened here. And therefore, according to all the ancient teachings on the law of attraction, on the law of vibration, law of assumption, all the ancient philosophers say, if it happens here, it must happen out here. As above, so below. As within, so without. Number two, create affirmations, personal affirmations that reflect your desired reality as if it were present, as if it was right now, as if you already had it. Have it. Not sure which one. Somebody correct me. Your new affirmations should affirm completely and totally that you already have what you desire. I know. Here I go again. This is why gratitude is so important. Because when you get into a state of gratitude, you can start saying, I'm so grateful for, and then just name it, whatever you desire, as if you already have it. And the more that you start to take on that mindset, the more you become it. And remember, we attract what we are, not what we want. Well, number three is live in the end. Shift your thoughts from wanting and hoping to I have. It feels so good. I like to ask myself a question from time to time. How would I feel if I had $1 million in a suitcase sitting in my office right now? How would I feel? And then I focus on that feeling. You can ask yourself the same kind of question and then assume that you already have it and feel those feelings. The universe, your partner in manifesting, the universe will begin to act and react to the new you, to those new feelings, to those new beliefs. By acting in alignment with your desired reality, you reinforce the assumption and attract it into your life. Well, number four is reinforce your senses. I like to use sensory triggers as often as I can. Visual triggers, auditory triggers, kinesthetic triggers. I had one client a few years back, her husband walked out on her. So she found an old shirt of his. She went to the store and bought his favorite cologne. And every night she would give it one squirt or two on the shirt and she would sleep with that shirt. Now, to some people, that may seem rather pathetic, but she assumed he was already there. She assumed he was lying in bed next to her throughout the night, and her subconscious was working on that. And it wasn't long after that that he began to knock on the door and want to come home. And even to this day, they're together and they're happier than ever before. But guess what? I talked to her not long ago and she says, I still have that shirt in case I should ever need it again, but I don't think I ever will. You can play music that amplifies your feelings. Find songs that make you feel the feelings that you desire to feel. Wear clothing that makes you feel like you've already arrived, wherever that is. Okay. There was a great comedian. I loved him. He's passed away. His name was David Brenner. He used to host The Tonight Show. And he said when he was broke, when he was down to one meal a day because he was just barely surviving as a comedian, he said, I always felt good about myself when I went on an audition or I went to a comedy club because I had the shoes. He says, I spent everything I had for those shoes and those pants and that shirt. And when I put that on, that was like my uniform. And that told me, my subconscious, that I was there, that I deserved to be there. So find something special to wear that makes you feel good about yourself. Number five, high flyers, is detach, detach, detach. While assuming the reality that you desire. Now listen to me. While assuming the reality that you desire, release any attachment to outcome. Look, if you're focused on outcome, how can you assume that you already have it? If you're looking at the scoreboard all the time, wondering how you're doing, how can you assume you've already won the game? By detaching, you remove resistance and doubt. By detaching, you also stop yourself from choking the energies, from worrying about it all the time. Get a life. Focus on your life. And, you know, assume that what you desire is already yours. Come on, do it now. Right down below. I want to hear, I've assumed it. It's already mine. And believe it. And stop questioning it. Because, man, it's going to happen, dude. It's going to happen. Because it has happened. Because you have declared it so. And you are co-creator. Now, one of the most important things you can do is take care of your subconscious mind. That's why I created MiracleHypnosisOnline.com. It will help you invoke the power of the law of assumption to get anything you want, to manifest the life you desire, to become whatever you desire to become. MiracleHypnosisOnline.com. I want you to try it 7 days, absolutely free. I know it will be of great value to you. And look at 7 days. Free on me. Okay? Try it out.
You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.